Hi everyone, I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, we're going to be talking about one of the biggest pop stars on the planet Earth.
Right, I'm
not
so
on the
excited.
Planet, not on the planet Mars or the planet Jupiter, the planet Earth. This planet. Of course, when we talk pop stars, who do you think of?
Pop stars. Mm-hmm. I really
If we're in Taiwan, we might think of Jolin
or Jay Chou.
There you go. But this is an international pop star, more international even than Jay Chou, who's pretty famous around the world. He's been in Hollywood movies.
But there's so many pop stars.
But this lady is way more famous than him.
Did you say lady?
I did. Oh, I kind of gave it away. So we know it's not Bieber.
Right.
It can't be Bieber. It can't be Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it can be Beyonce. She's a lady. It can't be Jay-Z. He's pretty famous, right? But it is a lady. So it's...
Gotta be Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Exactly right. All right. So our article is called Lady Gaga Accepting Who You Are.
Oh.
That's right. She's been great for certain people.
Yes.
Because she always tells people to kind of live the life they want to live. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what other people think.
Right.
If you want to wear a dress made out of meat, do it.
Right.
Just like Lady Gaga.
It's going to smell.
It's going to smell.
Anyway.
But you'll be popular at a barbecue.
Yes, that's
People
right.
will invite you to a barbecue. Okay. So let's find out about Lady Gaga accepting who you are.
Reading. Lady Gaga, accepting who you are. Lady Gaga is a megastar musician who needs little introduction. She exploded onto the scene in 2008 with her first album, The Fame. Shortly after the album's release, she rose to the top of the charts and made headlines with her unique fashion in stage shows. Her third album, Art Pop, hit shelves this year and sold well. Her second album's title, Born This Way, is a motto for the singer. She often promotes the idea of self-acceptance during her shows to inspire her fans. Her most dedicated fans come from the LGBT community. These individuals encounter difficulties in being accepted in society. She also created the Born This Way Foundation, an organization dedicated to encouraging a more accepting society. Gaga has been honored with several titles for her contribution to society. She was awarded with the Lennon Ono Grant for Peace in 2012, and Forbes labeled her one of the most powerful women in the world from 2010 to 2013. Moreover, Time magazine has called her the second most influential icon of the decade.
Okay, so our article begins. Okay. Yes, Lady Gaga is a megastar musician.
Megastar.
That's right, a megastar musician who needs little introduction.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So what is a megastar?
Oh, it's just a super, super, superstar.
Right, superstar, megastar, it's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, so megastar 当然就是指的是超级超级巨星啊。那不管他是影视啦，或是体育明星啊，哇，这个就是非常红的。不过这里我们讲到当然是哇 ，Lady Gaga 这个百变女神啊。那她是什么？她当然是一个音乐人啦 ，musician。那这里呢，我们其实看到一个非常好的一个句子，就是。Well, she needs little introduction. What does introduction mean?
An introduction is basically when you tell people about something. They don't know very much. You're kind of giving them just the basic information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are doing an introduction, you would tell people your name, how old you are, where you come from, you know, something like that. So if we say someone needs little introduction, that probably means they're super famous already.
Exactly.
Unless you live on the moon, you know who
Lady Gaga, or Mars,
you know who Lady Gaga is. So she needs little introduction. We don't have to tell you much. Because you already know it all.
没错。
Famous.
Introduction 当然就是指介绍的意思。像是有时候你刚开始认识人家，你就要做个自我介绍，这就称为 self-introduction。那当然我们客人是说 Lady Gaga， 当然就是无人不知、无人不晓，不需要什么这个很多的介绍，大家都认识她嘛。因此我们就会说 she needs little introduction， 很少的介绍来 凸显出说啊，根本不需要介绍，大家就知道他是谁了。
All right, so we'll give you a little bit of a little introduction.
Okay.
Some history about Lady、
right.
Gaga. She exploded onto the scene in 2008 with her first album, The Fame. All right, that was her first big record or album. Her first CD was called The Fame. We say she exploded onto the scene to say she kind of became famous very, very quickly.
Right.
There was that video for Just Dance. And I remember seeing it on MTV and going, wow, who is this girl?
Yeah.
That's a very interesting song. It's kind of cool. The video was something you would see and remember.
Right.
But it just kind of happened like that. You didn't really hear of her before. She had a popular song and a popular album. So she exploded onto the scene. The scene being basically the music business or the music scene.
Okay.所以呢一开始我们就看到了这个他的介绍就是说哇在2008年他发了第一张首张专辑的时候他马上就爆红了。这里我们看到 explode, 它字面上其实有这个爆发或者像爆炸突发这样的意思。那它是突然很红在哪里很红我们看到了 scene 这个字 ,S-C-E-N-E。这里又注意它指家人就是指 music scene, 就是乐坛这样子的意思啦。
Alright, shortly after the album's release, she rose to the top of the charts and made headlines with her unique fashion and stage shows.
Right.
Okay, so shortly after, that means very soon after the album's release, after the album was put out in the stores, in just a few weeks or a few months, she rose to the top of the charts. So it became the number one CD and it was only out there for, you know, a few weeks or a few months. It sold very, very quickly. And of course, she started to make headlines. She started to get attention in newspapers and magazines on TV because of her unique fashion and stage shows. That's right. She's almost as well known for her fashion, for her clothes, as she is for her music. And of course, her stage shows, that means the performance. If you go to her show, you'd see singing and dancing, and, you know, she would kind of tell the stories of the songs in very special and new ways.
Yeah.Okay, 我们来看一下当然就是不久后 shortly after, 很快的呢怎么样呢哇他就荣登这个排行榜的榜首。这里我们有看到了呢就是 rose to the top of the charts。这个 rose 当然就是 rise 的过去式就是升到这样的意思。而 chart 当然指的就是 music chart, 就是音乐排行榜啦。那当然咯因为大家都知道哇 Lady Gaga 她的穿着是非常的 unique。Unique 就是非常独特的所以当然呢还有他的表演风格呢就会 make headlines、我们都知道 headlines 当然就是这个头条新闻所以 make headlines 当然就是指呢成为报上的头条新闻非常轰动这样子的意思 That's like I remember when the baby panda Do you know?
The baby panda
Yeah, 原仔 Yeah, when the baby, you know, was born、Wow, immediately made headlines
That's right, when they had the first pictures They were all over the world, alright? On YouTube, very, very quickly、
And I want to talk about this word fashion Because、in Chinese, a lot of people actually they mention this word a lot、They say, oh,她好 fashion Okay, but actually they should say she's so fashionable.
Fashionable.
没错、right. 当我们说有的人她非常的时髦很时尚的其实应该要用她的形容词 She is very fashionable.、That's the adjective. But of course here we're talking about she has unique fashion.、Okay, fashion 就是指时尚这样子的一个统称啦。
Alright, so now we're already up to her third album.、That's amazing. In just a few years, she's put out three albums、or three CDs or three collections of music. Her third album that、came out this year is called Art Pop, and it says it hit shelves this year and sold well.All right, so yeah, to hit shelves. Well, we've seen this movie, this term before with movies, right? It hits the theater with a book, it hits the stores or something like that. A shelf is basically sort of like what you have in a store where they put the things that you buy, right? If you go to a supermarket, there's soup or Coca-Cola or different food on the shelves. So when we say hit the shelves, we're just meaning it's in the stores.
Yes.
It's available in the stores, and of course, in a store...You'll probably find it on a shelf, because that's how most stores put out their stuff. So it was in the stores this year, and it sold well. So it was also another big hit for her.
Right. Hit shelves, 那就是指在各个店家上架。And that's our shortcut for you, so let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
Wow, is the book signing still going on?
Yes, I can sign my book for you. What name should I write?
Michelle, I'm such a fan of your novel that I read it in 2 days. When does the next one come out?
My next book will hit shelves in a few months.
You are going to hit some shelves with your book? That sounds violent.
To hit shelves means that something will start to go on sale in a store.
I got it. Hit shelves means 上架开卖. I can't wait until your next book hits shelves. I plan to buy it right away.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You know, I'm writing a book of my own. I hope it can hit shelves next year.
Are you competing with me? I can't believe it.
Oh no. Are you mad? I can get you some shelves to hit if you want.
Okay, so her second album's title, Born This Way, is a model for the singer. Okay, Born This Way, 虽然呢 Lady Gaga 呢她在这个专辑的中文的翻译是天生完美，不过这其实这个片语的字面上的意思就是啊，天生就是如此，我天生就是这样子啦。而这个 model 当然就指的是座右铭啊。You know, I still remember my high school motto, which is Fortitude et Suavitude, which is strength and gentleness.
What language is that?
I think it's Latin.
Yeah, a lot of mottos for schools.
Right.
Mine was non nobis solum.
Which meant?
Not only for ourselves.
Oh.
So trying to tell the young kids to, you know, go out and help people sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. These are good mottos, as is Born This Way, right? You're born this way, so even if you have a big nose or long feet or something, well,
That's you.
No one's perfect. That's the way you were born. And it says Lady Gaga often promotes the idea of self-acceptance during her shows to inspire her fans. So self-acceptance is basically just accepting you for who you are. Yeah, you might not be perfect, but you are wonderful. You have wonderful gifts.
Mm-hmm.
No one is perfect. We're all different. And that's what makes the world beautiful.
Right.
So just be happy with it. Accept yourself. You're a good person.
Right. 所以没错，他常常会请大家就是要思考一下，就是要怎么样，要接受自己，你是怎么样的人就要接受他。而且呢，他就会这样子来 inspire, 就是来鼓励他的粉丝们啦。Her most dedicated fans come from the LGBT community. Okay. Dedicated fans, 当然就是指忠实的粉丝这样子的意思啦。And maybe you could explain a little bit about what this term LGBT or what it stands for.
Well, this is talking about people who might fall in love with other people who would be a little bit different. You know, if you ask most people, of course, most people, you have a boy and a girl, they fall in love. Well, lesbians, L, are women who fall in love with other women. Gay, of course, gay men who fall in love with men. Bisexual would be people who can fall in love with both women and men. And transgender are people who are kind of born in a body that doesn't feel comfortable. They might be born looking like a boy, but inside their mind and their heart, they feel like a girl, or, you know, vice versa. So it's talking to people who sometimes are, you know, not welcome in society, who have other people judging them. There's something wrong with you or something. Well, Lady Gaga is saying there's nothing wrong with you. Baby, you were born this way, so just be happy with it. And if people can't love you for who you are, well, maybe they're just not people you want around you.
Exactly. 其实这个概念非常好，就是很多人他天生如果是怎么样的话，其实不要过度去关心别人对他的一些批判，然后你要接受自己。像是这里他提到他非常支持的这个 LGBT 就是有 L, which, that stands for lesbian, 就是女同性恋者，或是 gay, 就是男同性恋者。还有呢就是B, which stands for bisexual, 就是双性恋的。还有 transgender, 当然就是指跨性别，就是指说可能其实你生下是男生，但是你会感受到其实你的性别是偏向女生的，就是反之也是哦。 Okay, let's continue reading. It says, these individuals encounter difficulties in being accepted in society, like you sort of mentioned.、Mm-hmm. Encounter, 其实在这里指的就是遇到困难，所以它后面呢通常会是、接像是 problems 或者是 difficulties 这些字词哦。Okay,Or, of course, encounter can also mean, to meet somebody,
to meet
right?
Something, yeah.
That's a、mm-hmm. pretty formal way of using it.、Mm-hmm. For example, I encountered or I ran into an old friend, yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. So she also created the Born This Way Foundation, an、mm-hmm. organization dedicated to encouraging a more accepting society.Foundation, what does this word mean?
Exactly,、
right?
a foundation is kind of like the other word we've seen before, charity,、mm-hmm. C-H-A-R-I-T-Y. It's a group of people who get together to raise money to help out in some、mm. way. It could be a foundation to help animals or nature or people、mm-hmm. who are having trouble. But what they're trying to do is bring attention, bring some money, bring some good change to people or animals or a group.That needs help. So、
right.
that's a good idea for a foundation. Gaga has been honored with several titles for her contribution to society. It's true, she's been honored. When you honor someone, you、yeah. recognize them, they've done something very、
right.
good. You might give them a prize or something like that. She's, of course, been honored for her contribution to、mm. society. If you give something away, if you help out in some way, you don't have to. You're doing it because you want to help. You want to make life better.Then that's a contribution. For example, we could say Mary's contribution to the party was to make the desserts. That's、
oh.
what she did for the party、
that's、
to help
nice.
Out.
Nice.、Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以她当然贡献了很多给我们的社会。贡献就是 contribution. And she was awarded、mm-hmm. with the Lennon Ono Grant for Peace、
wow.
in 2012.、Sure. And Forbes labeled her one of the most powerful women in the world.From 2010 to 2013.、
Mm.
在这里现在解释一下这个 Lennon Ono 的 Grant for Peace, 其实就是 John Lennon, 就是联农、
yeah.
还有这个大野和平奖。OK, 那就是来表扬呢他非常积极推动啊刚刚我们提到有一些同性恋或是一些不同的人的平等权利。Forbes 呢富比士它是美国一本非常知名的商业杂志哦所以据说它的宗旨就是要有这个创业的精神说是创富的工具这样的一本杂志所以它是非常知名的所以这个 Lady Gaga 也被选为这个非常的 powerful 非常有影响力非常棒的一个女性
Moreover, Time Magazine has called her the second most influential icon of the decade.、
Mm.
So that's, moreover, is like in addition and also.
Yes.
Time Magazine, the very famous magazine,、
right.
called her very influential, the second most influential.
Wow.
If you're influential, you're important. People listen to you. If you say something, if you have an idea, a lot of people will pay attention to that. And you could cause changes in people's lives, right?
Right?
People could learn about you and say, wow, I'm going to do things different. That's very influential. It changes things. For example, we could say the Beatles are the、
right.
most influential rock group in history.、
Mm.
Even though they played music 40 years ago, even today, bands like Mayday are always saying, wow, they were、
yeah.
so important. We heard their music and it made us start a band. They were very influential. She's been an icon, Lady Gaga, someone like really famous who people look up to, respect.、
Yes.
Wow, she's an icon. And of course, a decade, as everyone knows, is 10 years.
Yes.
So for the last 10 years...She's been very important to lots and lots of people.
Right, that's nice. Okay, let's bring this to our For You chat for the next、
mm-hmm.
part. Yeah.
For You chat.
Okay, here's a great question. She's very famous.
Right?
She's very influential. What do you like most about Lady Gaga?
Well, I was going to say her unique fashion at first,、
mm-hmm.
but then when I found out more about the things she did,、
mm.
the way she inspired her fans, I was like, wow, I think her personality is really great.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I think that's a great message that she gives to people、
that's、
is、
right.
to accept yourself even if you're、
right.
different, even if you're a little strange.、
Mm.
Love yourself for who you are. So、
right.
how about you guys? What do you like most about Lady Gaga and why? We'll see you next time. Bye!
Lady Gaga.Accepting who you are. Lady Gaga is a megastar musician who needs little introduction. She exploded onto the scene in 2008 with her first album, The Fame. Shortly after the album's release, she rose to the top of the charts and made headlines with her unique fashion in stage shows. Her third album, Art Pop, hit shelves this year and sold well. Her second album's title, Born This Way, is a motto for the singer. She often promotes the idea of self-acceptance during her shows to inspire her fans. Her most dedicated fans come from the LGBT community. These individuals encounter difficulties in being accepted in society. She also created the Born This Way Foundation, an organization dedicated to encouraging a more accepting society. Gaga has been honored with several titles for her contribution to society. She was awarded with the Lennon Ono Grant for Peace in 2012, and Forbes labeled her one of the most powerful women in the world from 2010 to 2013. Moreover, Time magazine has called her the second most influential icon of the decade.
Vocabulary Review.
Introduction. The new king's introduction included music and dancing in a parade. Fashion. She likes to follow the latest fashion and dresses like the models in the magazines. Encounter. The campers encountered a wild bear in the woods but were not hurt. Foundation. He set up a foundation to help children who cannot walk by themselves. Contribution. One of Germany's contributions to history was the creation of the first car. Influential. Isaac Newton is one of the most influential scientists to ever live.